real and to have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Are you serious?
It's not worth wasting time on things you can't change.
Better, better,
better.
Ooh,
but now we're
Well, good evening, everybody. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory tonight. Listen, we're going to come on here with the voice of triumph. We're coming on here tonight. We're mad with the devil. We're coming on here tonight to let the devil know that he ain't stole nothing. He can't do nothing because we're not giving him any access. Tonight, we're closing the door on the devil. Some of you need to give him his eviction notice and let him know, devil, you don't live here anymore. This used to might have been your home, but I came to take authority back. I came to take my authority back. I am exiting you up out of my life. I'm exiting you up out of everything that you might have played a part in. But listen, I got to let you go. Because listen, love don't live here anymore. You got to tell the devil that love don't live here anymore. It might have, you listen, you might have been consumed out of asunder with the love that you might have felt from a devil. But I'm telling you tonight, love don't live here anymore. You got to take your love back even from a devil. Did y'all know that? Yes. We're going to talk about it in a minute. You're going to have to take your love back. The love that you gave to a demon or a devil, you're going to have to take it back. Come on. Glory to God. You can't give no devil no access to you. That's what's going on now in today's world. We have given the devil too much access. You have given the devil too many opportunities. Come on here. You've given him too many opportunities with your heart. You've given him too many opportunities with your, oh my God, with your mind and your body. Hallelujah. And you got to take it back. It's hard to take something back from the devil because you're going to have a fight on your hand. But I guarantee you, you will win because we are what? Overcomers. So go ahead and call a neighbor. Call a friend and let them know that I'm on the air tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I feel like shouting already. Hallelujah. As soon as I want to get started shouting, I can feel my voice want to show out because I've been dealing with a little sinuses. But listen, that's all right. That's not my disability. I'm not giving no place to no sinuses. Come on here. I'm going to give God everything that I have with every fiber of my being because I serve a God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So go ahead and tag your neighbors and tag your friends. Let them know I'm on the air. We want to get them on the line really quickly. Before we get started, we're going to go ahead and get the accolades out of the way. I truly thank God tonight. Amen. For my husband, Bishop James Hunter. Amen, Hunter, for allowing me an opportunity to come on here. Amen, and do what I do. And when I say the opportunity, because a lot of things that I do off away from or my assigned duties that God have assigned me to, which now this is a part of my assignment, and I thank God for it. But he, my husband works with me. He helps me and pushes me and encourages me, and he fills in the gaps sometimes so that I'm able to be here. Amen. So listen, I have to give my husband, I got to let him know how much I appreciate that. He does not fight me in ministry, but we compliment each other. And see, that's what married people got to know. You got to start complimenting one another and stop all this fighting. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to give a shout out this evening to none other than Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation family. Come on, give it. Tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord tonight. We give him praise. We give him glory. Hallelujah. We give him honor. So have I been talking and y'all have not heard me? Please let me know if y'all can hear me. Let me know. Hallelujah. Let me know if I'm coming through. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So listen. We're going to go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and pray. And we're going to go to the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I know some of you are just getting off work. I thank you for joining in, tuning in there. Some of you are listening, hallelujah, from different states. I thank God for you tonight. I want to welcome you all to Keeping It Real with Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Amen. I thank God that you are on, that you're tuned in, that you come on faithfully every week. Amen. Listening to this Bama girl, amen, from the South, amen, that is not new to television, but somewhat new to the radio broadcast or whatever. And I'm just thanking God for you guys that are allowing me to come into your homes or into your vehicles or wherever you may be listening to me. You may be working out. I don't know what you're doing, but listen, I thank you, amen, for allowing me this time to fellowship with you. Amen. So we're going to keep it real and we're going to keep it tight and nice. Amen. But listen, we're going to hear what the Father has to say to us on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us go to God in prayer. Father, I thank you tonight. I give you praise. I give you honor and glory for these your people that have assembled on this line. I thank you tonight for every listener, oh God, everyone that will come back by replay, oh God. They have the ability to go on my line and hit the link and listen to it by replay. Father, I thank you for those that are here by replay. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. Oh God, I thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, how you're sitting on the throne, because you are God. You're God alone. You haven't been dethroned, because ain't nobody dethroned you off of your, oh my God, out of your position. So we bless you tonight. We praise you. We extol your name, because your name is above all names. Tonight, God, I ask that you go into the homes of these listeners. I ask that you move in their homes, oh God. Father God, I ask tonight that you would, everything that is crooked, oh God, that you would make every crooked place straight. Father, that you would open up the blinded eyes and we would open up the stopped up ears, oh God. Father God, give them more discernment in the realm of the spirit. Bind the Messiah. Father God, open up and remove the scales off of their eyes so they can see what you're trying to show them, that they can hear what you want to say to their spirits, oh God. Oh God, we thank you tonight for fresh fire. We thank you tonight for a fresh wind. We thank you tonight, God, for the mandate that you have placed on our lives. Father, we don't take it for granted. Messiah, we thank you right now. We count it all joy tonight. And oh God, and we praise you, Father God, for these your people, and we give you praise for them, because they belong to you. I belong to you, God. So Lord, help me to teach your word, God. Lord God, we thank you tonight, oh my, the Messiah, for all that you are doing, all that you have done, and all that you're about to do. These and other blessings we ask in your son Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. So we thank God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. To be here tonight. Amen. Just another time of fellowship. Amen. Another time to hear from God. So, you know, people, we are putting a lot of emphasis on things that's going on in the world. So as this week, y'all, well, last Friday, you do understand that President Biden, he signed over, they say temporary. It was a temporary thing. It's a temporary thing where he signed over his rights as president to the vice president. And so Vice President Kamala Harris is now President Kamala Harris. Amen. She's standing in office as the president. Did I not tell you guys this was going to happen? Did I not tell you guys this was the poll plan? Glory to God. Y'all going to listen to the prophet. It's written down that I have prophetic scribes who have recorded what I've said. It's been noted on Facebook Live what I've said. I have people come back and said, you said yada, yada, yada. God said it. I didn't say it. I'm just a messenger. Come on. Hallelujah. But, it is what it is. Amen. But y'all got to look at the bigger picture, people. Y'all know I got to go a little political on y'all for a minute. We got to look at the bigger picture. Why has he transferred his whole authority over to her? Surely a colonoscopy won't let me sign over my business to one of my children because I'm going to be down a couple of days. Come on here. We got to look at the bigger picture, right? Their numbers are failing. They are failing bad in as president in the first 100 days. And you know how they do it and keep going on and on and on. I mean, it's just a mess. Our country is in a pickle, right? We're fighting against those We have no business in wars and fighting, going and picking on other countries. And now we facing war, another war, right? So we got to continue to pray for our country. Amen. We have to do that, right? We have to pray. And you got to pray against these nations that want to rise up against our country, right? But United States got to learn to take care of our own business, to deal with the people that are here. And then how you gonna go over in other countries helping other people and you ain't help the ones at home? Charity begins at home, then spread abroad, right? So they need to be paying attention to China, Russia, right? They need to be watching them. Need to be watching Afghanistan, right? So we got enough problems of our own. Glory to God. So my prayer is, the Bible tells us to pray for those who have rule over us. And as President Kamala Harris is now in office, we must pray for her. But y'all, let me remind you, African-American people, let me remind you of her track record. You can go back and look as a citizen of California. She had the highest track record of putting African-American men in prison. Well, did they deserve to be there? Some of them did. Some of them didn't. Some of them didn't warrant anything. Some of them were innocent. But when she put you in there, I'm telling you, she throw the book at you and it's hard to get out, and some probably won't get out. But she locked up more African-American men in her career than any other person that had her job, so as the district attorney. So I'm just trying to tell you, so what are we going to do now? We're going to pray. Guess what? God's still in control. She can't do no more than what God allowed. I want y'all to understand. Don't you worry. Don't you fret. I don't mind a woman being in office as long as she do right by the people and for the people. I don't care who in office. They can bring Trump back. As long as he do right by God's people, I have no problems with it. But to look at the whole picture, God is still in control. And they can't do nothing without him. Amen. Unless he allow it. And if he allow it, it's because some prophecies that have already been spoken about, even in biblical days, that has already been prophesied, it must come to pass. And that's something that we can't pray away. We can't pray it away. There's some diseases that's hitting the land that we can't pray away because these are spoken prophecies, and they must come to pass before God comes back. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before he sends his son back, Jesus back. So these things have to take place. We do understand that. So tonight, listen, we're going to continue to talk about our faith in God and not in man. We're going to continue to talk about prayer. Your prayer life should be an essential key in this hour. It should be a priority. You need to prioritize your prayer life. For some of you who don't pray at all, listen, I'm trying to admonish you tonight to pray. You need to have a conversation with God. Prayer is nothing but a conversation that you have between you and the Father. Amen. Glory to God. You need to start talking to him. You got to go in the right way. Talk to your Father. Amen. I can't tell you how to pray. Amen. The Bible talks, there's a prayer, that guideline that you can follow in Matthew, amen, our Father which art in heaven. But listen, God will teach you how to pray. He will tell you what to pray, because when you have prayed everything, audible that you can pray, when you have the Holy Ghost, the Bible says that your spirit man makes intercession for you. But I'm just talking to those who are filled. Now, if you're not filled yet, when you keep running out of things audible to say, you have to ask God to give you what to say, right? Amen. And so we just bless the Lord tonight for his teach word. Amen. If you got your Bible, please go with me to, Matthew, the fifth chapter. Can y'all hear me well? I'm going to try to speak a little louder. If you can hear me well, somebody let me know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should have to repent. If he said it, he's going to make good on it. And if he said it, he shall surely bring it to pass. Am I going in and out? someone said I was going in and out. Amen. God is not a man. I just want to tell you that for somebody, that's a word for you tonight. God said you've been in doubt, in unbelief, because things haven't materialized. He said to let you know that he's not a man that he should lie. He ain't got to lie to you. If he allowed your man or his man or woman of God to tell you, he doesn't have to lie to you. If he allowed them to say it to you, he says, it's coming to pass. But a lot of times we're too impatient. We are impatient. You wait, you be with a man 7 and 10 years and he ain't told you he loved you, neither did he put a ring on you, but you believe that y'all gonna get married. Here is the man that is your father. He keeps proving himself to you and he hadn't moved for you in 20 days and now you wanna doubt him. You wanna throw in the towel on God, but you've been with a man 10 years and he ain't told you he loved you. He ain't, the only way he shows you that he loves you is when you're having sex with him. But long other than that, he don't show you no kind of love or affection. But you still believing, you still hoping, you still trusting that y'all gonna get married. Oh Lord, help us tonight. Hallelujah. I'm stepping on toes. I done killed about 10,000 of you tonight. But I don't care. These demons must die. God is not a man that he should lie. He's a man that will not lie to you. He ain't got to lie to you about how fine you are, how beautiful you are, or how intelligent you are, or you got it going on when you know you ain't got it going on. He doesn't have to lie to you to build up your head to get something from you, because everything belongs to him. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to our Father. So he ain't got to lie to you to get nothing from you. He's trying to get something to you, but are you watering the word that you got? Are you nurturing the word that you got? Are you applying what God spoke over your life? Or do you just, I guess it ain't going to happen. I figured that. That doubt and unbelief, they work hand in hand, people. That's why things ain't happening, because you doubt on the one hand, you got unbelief on the other. But the Bible said that they that come to God, you got to first know that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. You got to know that, you got to believe that he is going to do it for you. Even if you can't see it, even if you don't feel it, you still got to believe it. Who am I talking to tonight? Who am I talking to tonight that's operating in the realm of fear and doubt and unbelief? Help us, Lord. Let us go to Matthew, the 5th chapter. I'm going to jump on here quickly because I'm almost. Amen. Matthew, the 5th chapter. I'm going to begin tonight. Verse 20. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Read that again for station identification. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. All right, when we talk about killing, right, thou shalt not kill. A lot of you thinking about picking up guns and shooting or cutting someone or stabbing or beating someone with a bat or a brick. But have you ever thought about that is a way of killing a person with your mouth? Do y'all not know how many people you murder with your mouth? Amen. Because you don't like the person or you're jealous of the person. Because to be honest with you, I found out that a lot of people who don't like me, they low-key want to be like me. Oh, that'll rhyme. They don't like me, but they low-key want to be like me, right? So they don't necessarily don't like me, They think they act like they don't like me because they want to be like me. Come on here. Amen. And I ain't mad at you, honey, if you think you want to be like me, but I want you to be like Christ. Come on here. Because the more we act like our daddy, the more we look like our daddy, the more we'll talk like him, the more we'll walk like him. Come on here. I want to be more and more like Jesus. I want my ways to be pleasing in his sight. I want to do the things, hallelujah, that makes him look good. It's time for us to make God look good. It's time to make our king shine, not our own self shine, but it's time to make the king shine. It is time to make him famous. Lord, have mercy in the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Getting back to the word. So it says, and it says, you heard in old times that whosoever shall be killed shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother, without a cause, somebody finna be in trouble. Somebody is about to be in trouble. My God. The word of the Lord says, whosoever is angry, the Bible says you can get angry, but sin not. You can get angry, but sin not. My Bible fell, y'all. I'm making some adjustments. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the count. But whosoever shall say, thou fool. I told them on the prayer line, we can't call people a fool. Shall be in danger of hellfire. Can't call a person a fool. Fool like foolish ways. Don't call him a fool. All right. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar and there rememberest that thy brother have an oath against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar. See, y'all been doing this thing a whole wrong. You get mad with the pastor, because she correct you. You get mad, you talk about her. You don't show up at church. When you show up, you're coming in late. Half speaking to folks. Or don't speak. Then you try to get everybody that you can to come up against the woman of God or the man of God because you don't like what they said. Come on, but you don't like correction. Listen, if you don't like correction and rebuke, you are bad. Listen, you're not ready to be in ministry. I said that. It comes, your position in ministry as a fivefold, your position in leadership in ministry will cause you to, sometimes you're going to be rebuked. You got to be corrected. If you can't be corrected, then you won't grow. You won't never advance in the kingdom. Listen, when you're on a man's job, if they can't correct you every year, let me go to here. Every year, this is an analogy. You have to go before your boss, and they give you an evaluation. In the evaluation, they tell you how well your work was or how well it was not. They give you a percentage, a number on your performance. If your performance was not up to par, we either pass, fail, need more work, yada, yada, yada. So you get this performance. Now, if your performance is of excellent standards and you everything was good, you got a raise. Come on here. You got a bonus, right? Well, how do you want to get a bonus in the kingdom and can't nobody correct you about the error you made? You made one error. And when the person, your boss tried to correct you, you not only did you go off, you cussed them out. Where they do that at? That's an immature person. You are supposed to respect those that have rule over you. It didn't say you had to like them, but you got to love everybody. It didn't say you had to like their ways, but because they're your boss, you still owe them respect. But you can't be corrected. Your pastor can't correct you. If your pastor correct you, you stay out of church 2 months. Don't pay your tithes and offerings. Uh-huh. And you was helping with the little kids ministry. You ain't even showing up for the poor kids. What are you showing? You're showing that you're immature. You're showing that you're still on Similac, or any of those other formulas. Showing that you have not gotten off of breast milk. Glory to God. When are you going to grow up? Glory to God. So leave your gift at the altar and go thy way. First, be reconciled to thy brother. First, go to your brother. How y'all asking God to forgive y'all, and you bypass the one you hurt, and you bypass the one you got it out with, or you bypass the one that hurt you? Sometimes you have been hurt by an individual. They don't know that they, some of them may not know that they hurt you, so if they don't know it, go to them and let them know. Listen, woman of God, man of God, I was really hurt with, you know, how things happened yesterday, how you treated me and what you said to me. But I want to get this thing right because I love you. And I want to be walking in, you know, want to get it right so that I can move past this. Because sometimes when people hurt you and they don't know it, or you not brought it up, you didn't make it a conversation, bitterness grows. Tension grows. Every time you're around them, sometimes you'll get sick. And especially when they know that there's something wrong. Sometimes they know what part they played in the mess. They did it intentionally. Yes, it was an inside job. But yet you still need to get it right so that you can live and be free, so that you can continue to grow in God, so that you can not be hindered by foolishness. Come on here. You can't wallow in that mess. You got to forgive, repent, reconcile with them by asking for forgiveness. Did nobody say you had to keep lapping up behind them? Did nobody say that you got to call them every day on the phone? No. Once you ask for forgiveness, they forgive you. Move on. Love them from a distance. Because 9 times out of 10, if you went back to them and asked for forgiveness for something they did to you, they're going to do it again. They'll try it again because they see that you got a heart to come back and get things in order, right? Glory to God. So go be reconciled to that brother and then come and offer your gift. Y'all stop going to God with all your he come on shy. Woo, they coming in a Honda and all that kind of stuff. Foolishness. It's foolishness. But then you got a brother you just cussed out. You got sisters and brothers that you don't even speak to. You see them in the church and you walk by them like they're a dog or something. Yeah, I'm talking to you. But you think you holy rolling and all that. Baby, sit down somewhere. Go get delivered. Go to them and get it right. You go there and you pay here's my tithes and offering. Here's my seed. God said, you take your tithe, that blood money. Take that blood money because it's cursed. Until you do right, it's cursed. Take your blood money and everything else until you get it right. Be reconciled. Then bring it back to the altar and offer a sacrifice. Glory to God. Agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him. Agree with your adversary quickly, lest any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Lord have mercy. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. I want y'all to know that if you follow me in your Bibles, you already know that is in red. That is in red. It's written in red is the Holy Spirit. That is God speaking, okay? Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her have committed adultery with her already in his what? In his head, heart. You ain't got to touch a man. You ain't got to touch him. Your looks, the lust of the eye. The lust of the eye. The lust of the flesh. You're looking, your eyes wandering. And that got you in trouble. Mm-hmm. All right. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that only one of thy members should perish, and not that the whole body should be cast into hell. Glory to God. Y'all still following me? And we're going to stop at this verse, at verse 30. And if thy right hand offended thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. So listen, I'm going to give you a recap. Amen. I got 10 minutes to recap this, and it ain't going to be that long. And so we're going to go all the way back up from where we started. For those of you who wasn't on to hear what verse we were coming out of tonight, we're coming out of Matthew, the 5th chapter, starting at the 20th verse. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we want you to take all this word serious now. Amen. We got to show the way for others. We got to be leaders, and you'll find honor in the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to start right here with the Pharisees, verse 20. Okay, for I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Right? All right, Pharisees in the matters of right living, we understand that they live right, right? They were very studious people, amen. And so you won't know the first thing about entering to the kingdom, right? But with verse 21, okay, so I'm just capping it up, so it may not sound like, but you would know that these are the verses and what you can follow them, you know, once you go home and read them, amen. You're familiar with the command to the ancients. Do not murder, right? I'm telling you that anyone who is so much as angry with a brother or a sister is guilty of murder, right? You can just be angry with them, because the Bible also told you that you can get angry. It said, but don't sin. Sin not. You can get angry. You can get mad at a situation because you don't like the way things are going. But that doesn't mean you go and handle the situation. That doesn't mean you go put your hands in the matter. That doesn't mean you go and shoot up everybody. You may not like the way the man is looking at your child. Amen. But what you have to do is put it in the Lord's hand. Give it to the law. Amen. You don't go taking bats and guns, because see, what's going to happen is you may be the one end up dead, right? We got to use wisdom in this hour. We got to use much wisdom. You can get angry. Because see, when you get angry, that means most people don't start fighting or having a chance to fight. You got to stir up the anger in you. That stirs up something to fight for, like a cause. Y'all, if you get mad about child molestation, then that'll stir up something in you to be an advocate, right? If you get mad about domestic violence, if you get angry about it, I ain't say sin, it'll cause you to start a group to work with domestic violence. Those who are caught between the fist and being outdoors, or however you want to put it. We got to begin to let the anger that we may, you know, be mad about a situation, about a call. Not to be angry, just to be mad because you just mad, want to be mad. No, get mad enough to start to take the anger to do good with it, right? To take the anger, instead of being angry, you decided to get angry, but you're not going to sin, and you're going to do good with that which what you got angry about, or which what causes you to get angry. Every time you hear about somebody cheating on somebody, then that causes you to want to do something about it. Amen? Glory to God. I hope you all are following me. Carelessly call a brother idiot, and you just might find yourself hauled in the court. Thoughtlessly yell stupid at a sister, and you are on the brink of hellfire. The simple moral fact is that words kill. Uh-huh. Words kill. Glory to God. Words kill. That's what I'm telling you. We kill people with our mouths. We assassinate leaders' characters so bad. And they must not be that bad, you still following them. They must not be that bad, you still want to talk to them. That must not be that bad, you still try to secretly talk to them. And they, and behind people's back, you are trying to get information. You're trying to learn from them. You're gleaning. You're gleaning from them. You're calling them your mentor. Mentor. That's my spiritual mother, spiritual father. Go sit down somewhere. All these abandoned, having these abandonment issues, these orphan spirits. But what I'm saying is you assassinate their character. But then, you know, you done dogged them out, talked about them to people. But you need them. You always running to them, and then you try to sneak. Listen, I don't need no secret lover. Secret, when I call saying secret lovers, I'm talking about I don't need nobody saying you love me with one breath, but in private you love me. In public, you telling people you don't know who I am. No, we ain't playing them games. And we already in 2022, we ain't playing those games. Y'all might have played them in 2021, but that day is over. It's a new day. It's a new season. Fresh anointing. Come on here. There are things that God is moving in the earth through his people, and ain't nobody sitting around letting nobody make a plum fool out of them. Not in this day and this hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have to understand that words do kill, y'all. This is how I want you to conduct yourself in these matters. If you enter into your place of worship and are about to make an offering, you suddenly remember a grudge a friend has against you, abandon your offering, meaning leave it there. Leave it alone. Leave it there and just leave immediately. Go to this friend and make things right. Then, and only then, come back and work things out with God. God does not hear you when you think to someone, you talk to the Lord in prayer. Baby, if you got it, oh, Lord, have mercy. If you ain't went to that person and got it right, you just wasted your time. Because God waiting on you to get it right. He giving you the opportunity and the space. There are things we have to, there are instructions that we got to follow. We think that we can just do it our way. No, there are instructions. God gave us instructions to everything. There are instructions, but there's a way that we have to follow things. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. So you say you're out on the street and an old enemy accosts you. Don't lose a minute. Make the first move. Don't you wait. You make the first move. I mean, because, you know, most times you run across somebody that don't like you, and you know they don't, or they acting like they don't, or whatever the case may be. They'll see you, and they'll go all the way around the car. They'll cross the street to keep from speaking. Don't y'all have y'all ever encountered that when you've been in church, in the sanctuary, and somebody had something against you instead of, because they got to come by you in order to get out the door, but they will wait until you move, or they'll sit down, or they'll go on another way so they don't have to speak to you. Is there anybody on here that can attest to what I'm saying? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So they don't want to speak to you, so they do, they'll walk around. You know, that's sort of foolish and immature, but, you know, people do it. Make the first move. Make things right with him. Hallelujah. And after all, if you leave the first move to him, knowing his track record, you're likely to end up in court, maybe even in jail. So if this happens, you won't get out with the you won't listen. If this happens, you won't get out with a stiff fine. You know the next commandment pretty well, too. Don't go to bed with another spouse. Don't commit adultery, y'all. Keep your hands and your private part to yourself. I believe I'll say it one more time. Keep your hands and your private parts to yourself and for your spouse. For your spouse, God gave man to woman, so every woman ought to be trying to get with her own husband, and every husband ought to be trying to get with what? His own wife. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You don't think that you preserve your virtue simply by staying out of bed? You do. If you stay out of bed with somebody else's wife or husband, your heart can be corrupt by lust even quicker than your body. Ooh, yes, sir. I was just talking with one of my spiritual daughters, maybe 2-3 minutes before we got on the line tonight. And I was telling her how I asked God to show me the heart of people. Because when he shows me their heart, then their actions don't too much bother me. because all of us got a flaw. We got flaws. And so I say, God, I don't care about the flaws. I need to see their heart. Because if they got flaws, if I see their heart and their heart is good, their heart is right, their heart is towards God, then their flaws I have to overlook. Because guess what? I got some too. But you can overlook a person's flaws when their heart is in the right place. Because sometimes their flaws are there because they don't know how to deal with them, or they don't know that they can do better. All right? Apostle Paul even talked about the thorn in his flesh that he couldn't seem to overcome. He knew he had the thorn. Come on. But he couldn't do it, and he didn't want to do the work of the Lord with that thorn. He didn't feel like he was able or capable. He didn't feel like he was worthy. That's the word. You have that flaw and do God's work. Listen, some of you, I want to talk to you. I'm going to end this on this note. Some of you, and I'm closing the paperback Bible, some of you are thinking that you're not worthy enough to receive the Father's love, to receive his grace. Some of you are thinking that because you got all these different issues. I may be sick in my body. Oh, I got AIDS. And, I slept with a married man, but you ask for forgiveness. Some of you feel like that God does not hear you. And he's tugging on your heart. He's yet tugging on you. He's pulling on you, nugging on you. And then he's like a nagging feeling because you don't want to adhere to it. But God can use you in the shape that you're in when you want to come out. God can use you when you acknowledge your sin. He can use you when you acknowledge your wrong. He cannot use, he said, a prideful spirit. He hates the spirit of pride. But a broken and a contrite spirit I would no wise despise. And so God can use you, but he cannot use you if you don't want to be used. Come on here. He's not going against your own will. So if you keep fighting, saying, I ain't doing it. I got too much going on. I got too many problems. I still love to tip and dip. And well, baby, if you give it to him, let him tip you on out and cash out so you don't have to tip and dip no more. I'm telling you, you're going to have to start giving your problems to the Lord and leave them there. Because we pick them up too much. And that's when you put your hand back in the matter, God removes his hand. So tonight, for those of you who feel like, you know, you've lost hope, you just like, I love God. I just love him. But I don't think I can't read that well. I don't have adequate speech. I don't have church etiquette. I don't have table etiquette. You know, I'm just not there. You know what I mean? I love God and I just love him. But there are so many people that can speak better than me. You know, they can pronounce their words and they know which pronoun to put with this. And, you know, I mean, and their dialect is just on point. But listen, God didn't tell you had to have perfect speech. He just said, if you open up your mouth, he'll speak through you. Come on here, somebody. You got to stop using all of these. You got to stop being like Moses, who had a stuttering problem. Come on. Yeah, it's many more that had problems. Amen. But they had to give it over to God. And the moment they gave it to God, he used their abilities and he made it. He used their disability and he gave them his ability and they were able to do what they needed to do. Amen. So y'all give it to God tonight and don't you take it back. Don't you take it back. Give it to him and let him have his way. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for the word tonight. I hope you guys got something out of it. It's just a quick drive-by. A quick prophetic stop-by. Amen. We ain't come to stay, but we just came to encourage you tonight that God have need of you and everybody on here. I don't care what you done been through. Hallelujah. Listen, God is going through. He's right there for you. All you got to do is make the conscious decision that I will serve the Lord till I die. Amen. Hallelujah. So Dr. Kimmy Kim, go ahead and open up those phone lines for me. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you, caller, to give your name, the city and the state that you're chiming in from, so that we'll know where you're calling in from tonight. And we're going to give everyone their own, you know, their space. So when I'm talking to one, until I release them, nobody else can speak. Amen. So we're going to get, and I need y'all to mute your background noise. Someone who's on now, I hear your background noise, television, whatever. I need you to mute it, please. Good evening, caller. You on the air?
Good afternoon, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. This is Minister Rakita from Mount Vernon, Alabama. How are you tonight?
God bless you, woman of God. I am well, 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 well. It is well. God said to tell you it is well. It
amen.
Is well.
Amen. Amen.
It is well. It is well.
There.
It is well. It is well.
Jesus.
It is well.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's some things that have not been lining up. Mm-hmm. And God say, but it's well. They have been lining up. The pieces ain't been fitting the puzzle. You know, the puzzle looking a little short. The puzzle not is that things are not fitting into place. But God said he's going to cheat me on my side. He said, I'm getting ready to turn some things. And you're going to go with the flow of God. Even if it hurts,
amen.
You go with the flow of God because you're going to be victorious in the end. Some things are just seem like it's a little tight. But God is getting ready to move his hand. And, you know, sometimes when God is moving his hand and people don't fully understand the sacrifice, people don't fully understand what he's doing, you know, some people get mad with you. When you begin, your appetite begin to get different. Can I use that word? When your appetite begins to get a little different, you know, others are like, well, she acting funny. Nah, she, you know, It's the thing that God is doing a new thing in you. And that's what's getting ready to take place. She's doing a new thing within you. So that means the things around you going to change. Your appetite is going to change. It's going to change for every area of your life. God is saying, I'm changing it. So now that you would know that there's a difference, now that you'll know how you've grown, now you'll really see. Because, if things look the same, you won't really appreciate the now. So if things look like it has been looking, you won't appreciate what God is getting ready to do in you now. So he says, I got to shake some stuff up, but it's going to be all right. So he says, all is well tonight. So Father, we thank you tonight that all is well with her, for her. Amen. And we thank you tonight, God. We give you glory. Thank you, woman of God, for tuning in. God bless you so much. I appreciate you so much. You have a good evening here.
And you too. I love you.
I love you more. God bless you. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Hallelujah. Good evening.
Glory
good
to
evening.
God.
Love that message. Glory to your name.
Thank
love
you.
That message. People will walk past you with their nose turned up if they done wronged you or something happened. They will turn their head and try to keep from walking in your face when they know they was wrong. That's a
Come
powerful
on.
Message. So I appreciate this evening. Mm-hmm. This is Minister KB from the B-Town area. How you doing, Apostle Hunter? You on fire. You on fire. You're hitting
glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I thank God for you tonight, woman of God. I thank God for you tonight. Now you on fire. Go ahead and start the fire starters. Come on. Let God use you in every area that he want to use you. I thank God for the growth, amen, in you. I have to talk about it because I don't want you to think I can't see it. I don't see it. I see it. Amen. You see, I ain't been bothering you too much lately. That lets you know that
you. I love you.
Yes, Lord. So, but woman of God, I want you to stay encouraged because God is doing, listen,
amen.
God is turning your family upside down.
Amen.
But it's for the good. God is doing some new things
good.
In the family.
It needs to be
it's
going.
For the good. Things are being
been
shaken.
In all them situations.
Mm. Yes, Lord. But this one,
yes.
This one here, you're going to cry. You thank you crying. Oh, you're going to show enough cry. I see your son coming home soon. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just telling you what I see. I see him coming home soon. And there shall be, in my soul, there shall be a sit down. Mind of Ashiah, of the meeting of the minds with the family. And God is going to bring some healing and restoration. Hear me? Healing and restoration
Amen.
Is getting ready to take place in your home. And Father, we
Amen.
Thank you tonight. You keep being
thank
faithful.
You, Lord Jesus. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
You
yes,
said you've been
Lord.
Faithful over
yes,
a few
Lord.
Things. Now I'm getting ready to make you ruler over many.
Mercy, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Let the word work for
you.
Let the word work for you.
Yes,
thank
man.
You, Lord Jesus. And I love
yes,
you. Thank
man.
You for calling
thank
me.
You.
God bless you.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Caller, you on there. Thank you, Lord.
Hello, Apostle Dr. Hannah. This is the Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi, too. How you doing this afternoon? Glad to hear this word on tonight. And I love when you came on. You know, I come back to take everything from Satan because I refuse just to sit down and let Satan destroy my family. So I'm here to take everything back from Satan. In the mighty name of Jesus. I know Satan hate me. That's why he's doing these things. But I'm going to take everything back in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. You said you know Satan hates you. You better
yes,
believe
he
hates you.
He hates
you, and
yes.
I hate him. Come on here.
Yes,
Lord, but God
ma'am.
Is moving.
Yes,
he's
ma'am.
Even madder at you because, if that's the word, madder, that's
yes.
not a word. I'm sorry, y'all, but I'm going to use it. It may be a word in the Ebonic dictionary, madder. he's even madder. He's even mad with you because you are you know, it seemed real rocky at first,
yes,
but now it's like, you know, you can feel yourself coming out day by day. You can feel
yes,
yourself
ma'am.
Coming out day by day, but you know why you can feel like you're coming out is because of perseverance.
Yes,
when you would not give up on God, you didn't give up on
yes.
God, even though, you know,
yes.
it was hard. Lord, this day is, it looks
yes.
like it's getting worse,
yes.
God, but it will get worse
yes.
before it gets better.
Yes.
If you can
yes.
just hold on, then cut that by your
yes,
joy
Jesus.
Coming in the
yes,
morning.
Lord,
if
Jesus.
You can just
yes.
hold on, come on here to this break,
yes,
the new breaking of day.
Jesus.
When there's
yes.
a new breaking of day, honey, I'm
yes.
telling you, we've been laying door. But
yes,
night, you might have cried
yes,
all
Lord
night, but
Jesus.
Baby, around about 4, 5, or 6 o'clock, I'm
Jesus.
Telling you, my soul, that my
Jesus.
Shape, I'm telling you,
Jesus.
There's a new awakening.
Mm.
My God is doing
Jesus.
The work of God.
Yes,
He's doing
Lord
it.
Jesus.
But you know, some
yes.
things, it's a process, you know?
Yes,
and some
yes,
things
ma'am.
Take time.
Yes, ma'am.
But He's going
yes,
to move.
Ma'am.
He's
yes,
going to move
Jesus.
In His time.
Yes,
hold on
yes.
to that word.
Yes,
hold
I
on
am.
To the promises of
yes.
God. And don't
yes.
you let them go. Hallelujah. That is the word of the Lord.
I had to hold my peace today because I said, Lord, ain't nobody going to get me upset because I talked to this white judge and he was rude to me. I said, okay, just have a nice day. I said, Lord, I'm not going to let nobody get me upset. I don't care what they say. I'm going to hold my peace and let you work for me in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I love you. Yes, ma'am.
Love you more, woman
yes,
of God.
Ma'am.
Be encouraged.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. God
all
bless
right.
you. Hallelujah. Come
thank
on, caller.
You
on the air. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, this is calling in from Houston, Texas.
Woo, woo. Texas is in the house. God bless you. How are you this evening, woman of God?
I'm good. Great word on tonight.
You
ought
to be great. Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We give him all the glory, honey. You set, you, God set your soul on fire this morning. I've never seen you like I seen you this morning. And see, that's what I be. Now, I had victory yet today. I got victory out of hearing you. Come on here. I got victory out of hearing you this morning. So see, this morning, I got a little diamond this morning put on my crown. See, y'all don't understand it. As a coach, a spiritual coach, as your spiritual cheerleader, and even as your commander-in-chief, how hard I be pushing it. When y'all come through like that, ooh, Lord have mercy. I be happy crying and dancing and shouting all with you, but I be getting diamonds on my crown because I'm going to wear my crown one day. When it's all over, ooh, Lord have mercy. I'm going to wear my crown, mighty God. But I praise God for you. Listen, things are lining up even with your son, woman of God. God is going to line things up. You know, we continue to have the conversation with him that we talked about. God is lining things up. God is growing you up in the realm of the spirit. You might as well go on and cut those that you got to cut. Because ain't no need of you carrying people into your new. You ain't no need of you carrying old people into your new. If they old, leave them in the past. The only thing you carry in your new is new. Come on. I don't want nothing dead in my new. Come on here. My God.
Yeah.
So the fire that you had this morning that was displayed this morning on our prayer line, oh, Lord have mercy. That's the fire you show up with every day. I'm telling you, God is igniting that fire. Woo, shout out to my soul. And I praise God for it. I praise him for the victory that you have in Jesus' name. So I want you to be encouraged. Glory to God.
Too, Mama.
Be encouraged. And I love you now. Have a good evening.
I love you too.
Amen. One more caller. I got one more minute for one more caller. Last caller, you are on the air.
Good evening, Apostle.
God bless you, woman of God. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm well. All is well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, tell us where you're chiming in from.
Mobile, Alabama.
All right. Glory to God. Well, woman of God, what you want the Lord to do?
Well, it's many things I want him to do.
He said, well, whatever it is. Okay, go ahead.
But my prayer is the most that he doesn't take his hands off me.
You better say it one more time for the people in the back.
My prayer is that he continue to keep his hands on me.
Amen. And if you want him to, he'll do it. Amen. You got to let him know it's okay. Lord, it's okay. Keep your hands on me, Lord. It's okay. I don't mind. Glory to God. So God said, whatever it is that you want him to do, I need it on your mind. I need it on your mind, in your psyche, down in your sanctified soul. Keep it and refresh it every day. It's one thing that you particularly want God to do. One thing in particular. I ain't talking about a numerous of things. We all got things before the Lord, I'm sure. I can't say I do, but I pray with my prayer for others. I have a lot of things, but not for myself. But there's something God said, whatever this one thing is, he said, get it on your mind. And he said, believe me for it. If you believe me for that and I did it, surely this ain't hard for me. Come on here. Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No, amen.
So I love you. Thank you for joining me tonight. Listen, people of God, I love you all tonight. I bless God for you. I speak peace in your home. I speak peace as you go to bed. I speak peace that awake up, that you will wake up in peace. Peace all around you. Peace everywhere you go. I speak the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that will keep our heart and mind stayed on him. Look, it's been real. I need to see y'all next week at 6 p.m., the same back time, same back station. Dr. Kim and Kim, I'm out of here. Shalom.